The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I would encourage you to pray for the leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention. Some really important things going on right now. And we are living in just incredibly divisive times. I mean, we are surrounded by enormous division, economically, racially, politically. As a country, we are literally being torn apart by forces on the left, forces on the right, and that's why I continue to say, don't take the bait. Don't allow people to divide us. The COVID thing and vaccination. I was talking to a pastor today. He says, Bob, I've never seen anything like this. In my church, other churches, he said, as far as I'm concerned, this is greater, the division, about the people about their thoughts about the vaccine and mandates and so forth. He said, this is bigger than the worship wars. You know, do we do traditional worship or contemporary worship? Calvinism, Arminianism. He said, this is the worst I have ever seen in my entire ministry, the division over COVID. Well, folks, listen. Don't be divisive. And I keep saying this. If you got the vaccine, good for you. That's great. If you didn't, good for you. That's your personal decision. And I will again and again and again go on record and say I'm absolutely opposed to vaccine mandates. I think it is wrong. I think it's unconstitutional. But Christians are judging each other, fighting with each other, dividing from each other over the vaccine and COVID and masks. And don't do it. Don't do it. Let people make their own decisions. And it is not your God-appointed role to convince everybody else of your position. Stop it. Well, I'm just trying to help people. Okay, that's fine if you're really helping people, but if you are judging them and dividing from them or being divisive, keep it to yourself. The Southern Baptist Convention is going through a real time of testing and trial. If you know anything about the history of the Southern Baptist Convention back in the 50s and the 60s, they took a hard turn to the left. The convention itself, the denomination became very liberal. Their seminaries became very liberal. The majority of the professors in their seminaries did not believe that the Bible was the inspired, infallible, and inerrant word of God. The majority. And then a small group of men decided to go to war and bring the Southern Baptist Convention back to biblical authority, and they did. It's an incredible thing. The story of the revival within the Southern Baptist Convention is absolutely incredible. It's miraculous. It really is. And as a result, the Southern Baptist Convention grew. There was great unity. People were being saved and baptized, and churches were growing, and churches were established because they were unified over the authority of Scripture, and God blessed it. For years, the seminaries were cleansed, purged of the liberals, like Southern Seminary down in Louisville. And now we're seeing great division over three particular issues. Calvinism, which I'm not going to deal with today. Women pastors. The Southern Baptist Convention has always had a biblical position of being complementarians. That men are to be the spiritual leaders in the home and in the church, and men were to be the pastors. Women were equally important, but they have a different role. That has been the historic position of the Southern Baptist Convention. Because of Beth Moore and others, there is great dissension and division today over women's role in pastorates, being a pastor. That was never an issue, well, at least not for 40 years. And again, sadly, Beth Moore has led in that division. And I say it sadly with heartache. She is a very divisive force right now. That doesn't mean her stuff is bad and her Bible studies are bad. They're wonderful. They're great. Some of the best women's Bible studies you can find are Beth Moore Bible studies. And I'm not condemning them or even criticizing them. I'm just saying that today she is a very divisive force. And here's the third issue. Sexual abuse. We know what's happened in the Catholic Church. That is very, very public. Well, a few years ago, a prominent Texas newspaper, I don't even remember which one it was, but a prominent Texas newspaper did a lengthy investigation and discovered that sexual abuse was indeed a problem in many Southern Baptist churches. Now, it was never on the scale of the Catholic Church, but serious. Well, as a result, people began demanding an investigation, and rightfully so. And the leadership of the Southern Baptist Convention was challenged. You better do an investigation and make sure that this is not happening anymore, and those that were involved will be dealt with correctly, and that plans and policies are in place in the denomination and in individual Southern Baptist churches that this will not happen again, whether it's sexual abuse of women, sexual abuse of children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this past summer, this was a big topic at their annual convention, which is, by the way, the biggest in attendance in many, many years. Well, they passed many resolutions, as they do every year. One of the resolutions was to establish an independent sexual abuse task force, absolutely independent. In other words, the Southern Baptists were not going to examine themselves. It was going to be an outside firm, well-respected, completely independent, and that the Southern Baptist Convention would pledge absolute transparency and cooperation with this independent investigation. A person was chosen to head the investigation. A commission was appointed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That brings me to right now. The executive committee of the Southern Baptist Convention is in conflict with this independent abuse task force. The Independent Abuse Task Force wants all of the individuals to lay aside attorney-client privilege. Take that off the table, attorney-client privilege, so that the investigation would be unhindered and absolutely transparent. Which, by the way, is what the messengers, as they're called, the attendees at the annual convention. That's basically what they demanded. Well, sadly, the executive committee is resisting. Their attorneys representing the executive committee resisting. No, 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 no. We will cooperate. We will cooperate in every way, but we will not do away with attorney-client privilege. That's a constitutional right. And if we gave that up, we blah, 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 blah. The convention is deeply divided. They have once again failed to come up with an agreement with the independent task force, and they have given themselves one more week. That's why I bring it up today. They have given themselves one more week to come up with an agreement between the executive committee and the independent sexual abuse task force being headed up by Bruce Frank. The denomination is really divided over this. And I am praying, and I hope you will join me in praying, that the executive committee, there's a lot of them, I don't remember how many are on the executive committee, it's a bunch, will do the right thing and agree to be completely transparent with this independent investigation so that there can be no charges of cover-up, of protecting SBC leaders who are involved in not just an abuse but cover-up. This needs to be investigated fully, completely, in a completely transparent manner. And for the cause of Christ, the kingdom of God, and the future of the Southern Baptist Convention, this could be extremely divisive. Pray that within the next week, they'll get this hammered out.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
How is this not racist? New York City has a mask vaccine mandate in all of their public spaces, restaurants and so forth. Many places in New York City, if you don't have your little COVID card, you can't go into the restaurant. Now, why would I say that's racist? Well, I just read, not today, I believe it was yesterday, that in New York City, only 20% of young black adults are vaccinated. 20%. 80% are not. If you check it out, the most resistant demographic in America to the vaccine is not white evangelicals, but young black people. So you're going to rule out 80% of young black people from entering restaurants, businesses, etc. And not only that, employment. Almost all employers in New York City require the vaccine. If you don't have the vaccine, you don't work. Which means that 80% of young black people in New York City can't get a job. You tell me how that is not racist, the mandate. And then there's this. We all know that the overwhelming majority of players in the NBA, the National Basketball Association, are black. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's way up there, the overwhelming majority. Here's a headline from today. NBA to withhold pay for unvaccinated players who miss games due to local mandates. The NBA announced yesterday that it will withhold payment from unvaccinated players who miss games due to local vaccine mandates. While the NBA has not mandated the vaccine itself, cities that require the vaccine to enter public spaces will not allow unvaccinated players inside the basketball court. So how does the NBA respond? You don't get paid. If you don't have the vaccine and you're playing in a city that has a vaccine mandate, you don't play. If you don't play, you don't get paid. Here is the official statement from the NBA. Any player who elects not to comply with local vaccination mandates will not be paid for games that he misses. Again, I'm quoting. Under the NBA's new rule, unvaccinated players who play for a team from a city that has a vaccine mandate would be forced to miss all of their home games. These teams include the Brooklyn Nets, the Chicago Bulls, and the Golden State Warriors. No vaccine, no play, no play, no pay. I'm just wondering how the NBA Players Union, the NBA Players Association, is going to respond to this. And again, how can you not consider that racist? All right, one real quick political thing. As you know, President Biden and Nancy Pelosi are trying to push through a $3.5 trillion spending bill, the largest spending bill in American history, and it is absolutely jam-packed full of ridiculous pork, leftist, socialist agenda. Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, says, nope, I'm not supporting it. While I'm hopeful that common ground can be found, I cannot, will not support trillions in spending on all or nothing approach that ignores the brutal fiscal reality that our nation faces, and then he goes on. But even more important than that, the reconciliation bill, which is a budget bill that the Biden administration and Nancy Pelosi are trying to push through, does not include the Hyde Amendment, which forbids federal funding of abortions. Joe Manchin, Democrat, said, quote, if it does not include the Hyde Amendment, it is dead on arrival. I rarely find anything to praise Democrats for, but may his tribe increase. Hey, have a great evening, folks, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.